Airwaves Live. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, a crazy story about one of the consequences of prohibition, specifically alcohol prohibition. Wait, you say? There is no alcohol prohibition? Well, there is if you're a teenager. And we'll explain what they're up to now. What sort of new development has come around in the delivery method for alcohol. We'll come back to that. But first, your phone calls. Michelle is with us listening in New Hampshire. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Ian and Mark and JJ.
Hey. What's going on, Michelle?
What's on your mind tonight?
So I just wanted, I'm always... so quick to put down any government, even our New Hampshire state government, being effective, et cetera. So I am calling in to give a thumbs up and, praise report about our New Hampshire House today, where I guess I heard thousands, but I don't know if it was in fact thousands, of labor union people descended upon the House steps because the House has refused to kowtow to them, and I'm stoked about that, and I'm stoked that that all the efforts that people, everyone from anarchists to what we call minarchists, are here doing what they can do, and little by little, and sometimes lots by lots, dismantling and eradicating the state, which is what the reason that we moved here to be a part of the Free State Project, and I'm stoked about that, and. On another note that's, closer to our homes.
Well, hold on one moment, Michelle. So you are actually, you're somebody who's like, you're anti-voting, you're very anti-politics. Are you saying that you're warming up to the idea that politics might actually achieve some change here in New Hampshire?
No. Please. Ian, come on, take
what
you can get.
That's what I heard from you.
Get what you can get, Osage.
Aren't you coming on the air and saying nice things about the political system having some level of success? Isn't that defined as warming up to what they're doing?
I think that regardless of whether or not I believe that it's effective. For me, as I've said before, it is immoral for me to vote.
Oh, yeah, I'm not asking you to run for office. I'm just saying, okay. like when I moved here, I was completely burned out on politics, and I was convinced that it would do nothing. And I've had to eat my my shoe on that one because it's not true. Clearly, there is a possibility here in New Hampshire to have some change happen there. I mean, you're talking about a political system where the so-called representatives get paid $100 or $200 a year. And I saw some story that somebody posted on Facebook about some cat in Wyoming or wherever it was, some other state, Minnesota or something, that he was making like $170,000 a year as a so-called representative, and he wanted to double his pay. So something's right about the New Hampshire political system compared to the rest of the ones across the country. I think that has to be acknowledged.
Yeah, and I think that's why they chose this place, isn't it?
One of the big reasons, yeah.
Right.
And then, yes, I concur. And so I'm really glad, though, that you let me on after you two were done fighting, because I felt like I was going to have to come on and say, okay, boys, ding, ding, separate corners. I would agree that only if you are on the Free Keen TV show that JJ is producing would you be called a pundit.
There you go.
But in this case, you, I think, are wise, and that, in fact, that you are not a pundit, as Mark is defining it. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But I think there's so much going on here, whether it's the government involvement and people getting work done there to, what JJ's doing with the Activist Center, to what you're doing with the you and Mark are doing with Free Talk Live. And I'm so happy and so proud and so excited and reinvigorated that I get to be a part of that. And so I think there's a lot for people to do once they get here, and there is really something for everyone if they want to be involved in the liberty movement.
I want to address the idea that people, you know, there are thousands of people out protesting against this labor thing. For one, there was.
I don't know, Mark, if there were thousands, and I mean, that's what I'd heard.
So. Right. There's three issues. The news, the local news, doesn't want to be outdone by the local news in Wisconsin, so they're going to make the story bigger. Then they have a, I don't know if they're going to, they have the motivation, they have the impetus to make the story bigger than it is. Secondly, there were a bunch of counter protests out there that I think that just got counted as the group of protesters.
Sure.
And also the unions in this state have a tendency to draw people in from unions in
Massachusetts,
which is a much larger union state. So they'll bust them in and they'll go ahead and do things. So I'm just trying to give people who are listening a clear picture as to what was going on.
Sure.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Michelle?
No, just I would love to hear from JJ.
Ooh. About what?
Well, you know, there's been a lot that he's been involved with, you know, and I want to give him, you know, kudos for all that he's doing, and I know it can be really exhausting and tiring, and at some point I'm going to hang up the phone now and get back to cooking, but I'd love to hear about what he's got planned for the Free Keene TV and share that with everyone and in the Keene Activist Center, which of
thanks,
course,
Michelle.
Really
I certainly appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, JJ, you certainly have taken on some extra responsibilities in the activism world recently, and one of those things is a television show that you've been busily working kind of behind the scenes to put together, which will be available for folks on YouTube. Presumably they'll be able to get it when it's ready over at freekeene.com. It's probably still going to be a few weeks out.
Yes. For those that don't know, we are trying to produce this local television show based around the Monadnock area, the Cheshire County area, and actually go out and do news stories, go out and do field reports, and create a, using the studio at this this cable access station, but as well as using set pieces to disguise the fact that we're in this, you know, dingy little studio. It's going to have more of a professional look to it, and it will also be, I guess the word to say is that it's community. It's orientated around getting people into the community and doing things like talking to people, interesting enough, getting their point of view, highlighting some of the things they're doing, and I'm just informing people as well as giving our sort of slant and perspective. Of course, we're all biased. All people are biased, regardless of who you are, where you work. At the same time, we also have a lot of interesting activists that are taking part in this. So it's sort of definitely a community created thing where everyone can get involved. All they have to do is let me know and show up and become members or offer their abilities and services in some fashion.
I know that Mark's doing some in front of the camera work for you.
That's right. Mark has been at our first field shoot, and we covered the Peace Vigil that happens every Saturday in Keene here, and did some interviews. And
yeah, I think my friends at the Peace Vigil were kind of surprised. Usually I'm out there, you know, bundled up and ready to hold signs and wave at cars. This time I come with a jacket on and a microphone in order to do interviews. And I'm like, what's going on?
So I think it's great. The more that liberty-minded people can get out in the community and interact, and also the more media that that we can produce, the better. The more media specifically coming out of New Hampshire, the better, of all sorts, whether it be radio show, podcast, print media, blogs, or in this case, television show.
Right.
It's the television show that takes, I think, more of the effort than anything else.
Yeah, television takes a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. You've got lighting, you've got camera setup, you've got editing, you've got all kinds of.
Well, it's a half an hour show. You
writing,
really have to plan
right.
it out.
And the fact is the anchors, what they say is scripted. And so that part of the entire show is scripted from the standpoint of a standard TV format where the segments are all a certain length, and then you cut to the package at a certain time. And so the entire thing will run, eventually it'll run like a standard slick operation. And hopefully my goal is to create it easy enough so that you can just plug content into it, and then someone else can take it. It's decentralized in that a lot of people are going to know all the different roles, so it won't just rely on one person to do everything. Hopefully in the future, you know, different people will be able to step up, and it will continue regardless of the head, if you will.
How many places around the country have enough liberty activists that are willing to participate in something
many.
Like this? Not too many. So come on up, join the fun, freestateproject.org. In fact, we'll tell you more about Pork Fest, which is coming up here in a couple months. We'll give you the details on that on the way. You can take control, bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right. So we're going to continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything. Some Facebook issues on the way where Facebook's being sued over an image of a corpse. But first, We'll talk about some of the primary users of Facebook, teenagers, and alcohol. Clearly, a lot of kids have gotten in trouble for posting pictures of themselves drinking on Facebook. But if they're using this,
happens, yeah.
If they're female and they're using this new method of alcohol delivery, then they won't have any pictures on Facebook of how they're imbibing, because they're not really imbibing. They're absorbing through a tampon.
Right. Oh, the vodka thing?
Yeah. The vodka tampons. According to The Local, Germany's news in English at thelocal.de, police in southern Germany warned this week of a dangerous new form of alcohol abuse among teens, using tampons soaked in vodka to get drunk quickly and to hide the smell. The practice poses grave health risks, they say. Police in the Baden-Württemberg city of... Tell me if I mess this up, JJ. That's the local German. Tuttingen responded Tuesday to growing online chatter among teenagers that they could become intoxicated using the vodka tampons without having alcohol on their breath. This is not true, said police, denying that it was an effective way to get drunk. They also warned girls that the alcohol could damage vaginal walls and increase the risk of infection.
Well,
boys have...
They're doing the eye shots, too, right? I mean, I've heard the eyeball in it.
Really?
Yeah, they're putting vodka in their eye for the same reason. They don't want to have the, on their breath.
That sounds awful.
It does. It sounds painful, too.
Imagine that burns a little bit.
Yeah.
Boys have also been reported, so not just for girls, as I suspected, boys have also reportedly been using the tampons rectally. So,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go for that.
So the head of a German clinic in Sinjin told a Southern paper last week that I believe this is very dangerous, and for us this is a new thing. Early March, a 14-year-old girl collapsed during a street festival, apparently highly intoxicated from using a vodka tampon, according to the newspaper.
Right. As I understand it, they need far less alcohol in order to make these things work, because I guess your stomach probably, you know, does something to the alcohol, you know, ahead of time, and there's not as much.
Well, it's a much slower process. I imagine when you put it in a very sensitive tissue, very blood-rich tissue, that it transfers much quicker than a digestive.
That's
process.
What I heard about eyeball in it, and that's the terminology they use. Seems like a bad idea.
Youth researchers have since found out this form of alcohol abuse is trendy in the region, and now, of course, that it's getting international news coverage, it may become trendy elsewhere. But teens who believe they can hide the smell of alcohol consumption are wrong, according to the experts. The development shows a new dimension for alcohol abuse among teens. How is it that would not hide the smell? I mean, it's not going to be on your breath.
Right. I think that's where the smell comes from. Actually, it comes from your lungs. When the alcohol is expelled through your breath, it's one of the methods that alcohol, I mean, obviously,
the smell of the alcohol on your breath is coming from your lungs, is what you're saying?
Well, your esophagus and your lungs, your entire respiratory system. As it's, I mean, alcohol evaporates at room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's separated from the water or the liquid that the solution that it's given in, clearly, if it's exposed to air, it's going to evaporate. It's going to be expelled with each breath.
Well, one thing I know is that drank heavily yesterday, their skin will smell like alcohol. So, I mean, you know, maybe it has something to do
with the sweat, yeah, that too. The body tries to get rid of it however it can, because it's a toxin.
The trend arose among teens in the United States. So don't think for a moment this is just a German thing. They apparently caught on in the U.S. first and then made the trip over to Germany, where it's known as what they call slimming. So
slimming.
That's what the kids call it, slimming.
Those are crazy kids.
Insert a vodka-soaked tampon in the vagina area or rectal area. But it has reportedly caught on in Scandinavia and other places where alcohol is difficult for young people to acquire. Some Facebook groups are even devoted to exchanging tips on the topic, complete with how-to videos and instructions.
Oh, my.
So this is what you get when you tell kids that they can't do something. You say to them, no, you can't drink. You can't make the decision to drink. And, of course, many of them already have made the decision to drink. Right. They're just not allowed legally to go in and show the world that they've made that decision.
The same people that made these same decisions at the same age want to stop people from making those same decisions, young people from making those same decisions. And I'll agree, I made some poor decisions while drunk when I was in my teens. I made some poor decisions while drunk after my teens, mm-hmm. too. So that whole, 21 years old probably didn't really work. But I think that the single biggest problem isn't that you letting young people drink. It's teaching young people to drink. And what are you doing if you allow your your child to go hang out with friends and you're like, oh, gosh, I hope they're not drinking. I hope they're not drinking. I hope they're not drinking. You know you can't keep them at home. Mm-hmm. You know they're going to go out there and drink. Do you really want pimply-faced 15-year-olds to teach your child to drink, or do you want to do it? Do you want to take responsibility for this important facet of life? I think everyone would agree that this is generally an important facet of life. Many people drink.
Everyone's going to encounter it.
Yeah, everybody's going to encounter drinking. 99% of people in America have drank at one point or another. So this is something that parents need to broach with their children. And by broach, I don't mean, hey, don't drink. I mean, drinking's an important part of life. I'm going to show you how to do it.
It's a great point, Mark, and I fully support it. But unfortunately, we also live in a society wherein a parent, or in many cases, a parent who does those things, will be looked down upon. They'll be called corruptive toward their children. They'll be suggested that they're committing a crime called contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Right. I think parents that responsibly introduce drinking as a child grows up often have children who don't go out and binge drink as soon as they get an opportunity to.
They say in Europe, where this is commonplace, that they have far lower incidence of alcoholism. I think that alcohol consumption to some extent is a cultural thing, especially alcohol consumption to an extreme can be a cultural thing. So therefore, you have people, say, in Russia who consume more, and Italy who the incidences are lower. But you're not talking about culture. You're talking about your kid. And do you want your kid to know what alcohol's about before he or she goes and hangs out with those 15-year-old kids who are going to try to give it to them? Or do you not want them to know what it's about?
So these were school kids?
Teenagers. In Germany, actually. In Germany. So, I mean, despite what you're saying, Mark, about Europeans, certainly they may be better off. Their young people may be better off, but clearly there's still some level of
stigma. They're
gonna
drink.
There must be some level of stigma, though, around drinking underage, because otherwise why would they want to hide it?
I Europe is a big place, and
right.
I can tell you what I'm talking about: France, Spain, Italy. Those are the ones that I have some understanding of. I also understand Ireland. Ireland, if you're old enough, there is no drinking age, as I understand it, in Ireland. You can walk if you can belly up to the bar, and the bartender will give you a beer. You're old enough to drink. Now, the bartenders themselves will choose not to do it.
As their responsibility as a business owner to decide who they want their clientele to be. 800-259-9231. If only we had that kind of freedom here in this country for each individual to make decisions as to who they would like to sell
alcohol
with. Maybe someday, yeah. 800-259-9231. We've got a ways to go even here in New Hampshire, where the state has a total monopoly over liquor sales. They are well entrenched on this issue. More of the way, this is Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench. All with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Oh, and wait, I forgot to turn JJ's mic on.
JJ.
And Mark.
So we will take your calls about anything. Once again, 800-259-9231. Maybe you want to share your teenage drinking experience or your experience being a parent with a teenager and how you handled that situation. Did you do as Mark is suggesting and actually invite your teenager or your young child to sample alcohol and learn how to drink responsibly under your tutelage? Or were you too frightened of what the government might do if somebody found out? Because I think that may hold a number of people back from doing something like this. We can continue exploring that in a moment. 800-259-9231.
Listen up for something new from Ruger, the ideal fighting carbine. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is designed to meet the Scout Rifle criteria of hunt, fight, defend. An affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle, it delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all, bold-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you have only one. Visit Ruger.com or stop by your local firearms retailer today, Ruger.com.
All right, so we continue here. The news that sparked this particular discussion is that in Germany, and actually in the United States is where this started, the teens are doing something they call slimming. And that basically means soaking a tampon in vodka and then inserting it vaginally or rectally, depending on male or female.
Gender.
And they're doing this to conceal, obviously, the fact that they are imbibing or that they are consuming
it's
alcohol.
It's a lot more efficient as far as the use of alcohol. So that's I understand.
Does it skip the liver if it's going?
I don't know.
No, I think the liver is a filter no matter what.
Really?
The liver is a filter for the bloodstream.
The bloodstream. But
we could have an expert
on it. See, I'm not a biologist.
But as I understand, when I was reading about the eyeballing it phenomenon, which is where they pour it in their eye, that it's significantly more effective.
I would imagine they're dropping it rather than pouring it in their eyes.
I don't know what they're doing.
Well, they if you get an eyedropper, of course.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I'm not going to claim to be an expert on this, and that's why I'm just saying that this is how I understand it. It's more efficient than consuming it orally because, well, you have to use far less. And I remember it being a problem as a teenager if I was sneaking the alcohol is how much, the bottle goes down. I mean,
right.
You have to drink a significant amount, whether it's an inch or 2 inches or
how
whatever.
How much will Dad notice?
Right. So if you just have this way you can use far less and it's far mm-hmm. less noticeable. It's another issue.
Well, I think this comes back to we had a public school discussion earlier where the kids were not the one size fits all philosophy and the idea that all children should go to the same public school system or be put in at least the same level of classes. Of course, the parents who often care more, put them in private schools or some other sort of alternative schooling method, homeschooling, what have you. But these children in the public school system or the forced to be schooled system, a lot of them don't want to be there. So they're finding ways to distract themselves from the monotony and the boredom of going to this schooling.
Like getting drunk or getting high in class.
And finding ways to distract themselves from the day-to-day of this routine because it might not be the way they learn. It might not be the right way for this person to grow up and develop, but they are forced to do that by the state and the government and their decree that, if you don't go to school, I'm going to punish your parents or I'm going to put you into this juvenile correction, which is jail for kids, which is only going to scar them and create more government dependence down the road. So I think we need to look at the bigger issue here, not just the fact that children are drugging themselves in school, but the fact that why are they in school if this isn't where they want to be? Should there be a different solution for these kids? Should there be more options for schooling? Should we perhaps look at deciding instead of, the school should decide what students want to learn and then keep those kids in the schools, and then the students who don't want to be there, the students who don't want
to
engage,
shouldn't
be forced to.
More options solves all of these problems that we're talking about. More options in education is what the free market would give us. It would give us a much greater, more diverse level of choices for parents from which to choose. They could send their kids to a school that focuses on the arts or school that focuses on science or whatever.
Vocational arts.
Computers, yeah, et cetera. They could make all those choices, or they could create their own school if they felt like everything was lacking in the area. They could start their own thing. They could come together with other parents and team up, and each parent that knew different things could teach. I mean, there's different ways to do these things. But because people are hobbled by this government one-size-fits-all system you're talking about, they're hobbled by the taxes financially, they don't really feel like most people could afford to send their kids to a school on top of the government thing. So having a free market in schools would give us more choices in education.
Yes.
And having a free market in alcohol sales would also give us more choices as far as who can buy alcohol and what's appropriate and what's not. I mean,
I'd like to see the ramifications of these slimming students and what sort of fertility rates they have down the road, what sort of cancer problems they have in that area, because putting that sort of toxin into your body on a regular, even irregular basis is probably very damaging to the tissues, and
that's
especially in such a sensitive area that I think these women especially down the
that's
road
scary.
They might not be able to have kids or something like that.
It seems like a you can't not take responsibility for this if you advocate for alcohol prohibition for young
that's
people.
That's right. You're creating this.
This is what happens.
Right. I mean, one of the people in this movement had their house broken into just recently here in Keene. The Xbox was stolen, from what I understand, as well as a couple video games. Gee, I wonder who might have done something like that. Do you think it was a drug addict?
Someone needs a fix, and yep.
That's exactly what it is, because a drug addict can take the Xbox to their dealer, and the dealer's going to give them, a couple hits of whatever the heroin or whatever they're buying for that Xbox in return for it. That's how it works. And you talk to anybody. Somebody accused me of going out on a limb with that. And sorry, you talk to any cop that's going to be honest with you, and they'll tell you, of the people they actually catch, because a lot of them they don't catch, but of the people they actually catch for doing things like breaking and entering, stealing things out of people's cars, etc., 90% of the time, 90% of the time, these people are doing it for money for drugs.
Yep.
And if drugs were legal, they wouldn't have to do that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, in some cases, it's the rent because they spent their money on drugs already, obviously. But in the grand scheme of things, it's the acquisition of drugs that puts them into these financial binds.
In the case of an Xbox, I would be concerned whether you're just talking about the young hoodlum, too.
hoodlums probably getting drug money.
Well, it's the value per size, Mark. That's the thing about stealing and stuff, is that you want to take the most valuable item you can. That's the smallest.
Quickly.
Yeah, quickly.
So let's go to Ricky, listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? Hey, I have a question. I've only been listening to you for like the last 15 minutes. As far as that box of tampons, is that something that the kids or anybody in general could go out and do that and be able to drop drunk and pass a breathalyzer?
That's a good question. I would imagine they would be able to pass a breathalyzer in that case.
I would think they wouldn't be able to pass a breathalyzer just because of the blood alcohol level. It's supposed to rate blood alcohol level.
But it rates it based on your breath, which is influenced by drinking.
Yeah, the esophagus and the entire throat area obviously holds. You're not going to get all the alcohol to wash down.
Yeah.
That does play a part, but I do think there is something about the alcohol being released as part of your breath is a way to dispel it from your body.
Could be.
So I think it would show up slightly, but it wouldn't. I don't think it has the same effect.
I wouldn't think, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that the kids could do, be a lot more intoxicated before they'd fail the test, though. I mean, that's more danger for them driving around, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I think they're probably going to have more damage to their area they put that in than, if they kept doing it repeatedly. I think it would definitely take its toll very fast.
Can I ask one more thing?
Sure. Great question, by the way.
I agree with probably about 95% of Ian and Mark, what y'all say, what y'all stand for and everything. I mean, everything that y'all stand for, I agree with, except for the situation where y'all get really defensive when somebody calls up and talking about, like, war or something in general, and they refer to the subject as we, and y'all draw back and get upset about it.
I generally don't.
Right. Well, my opinion is...
well, I'll tell you what. Hold your thoughts. We'll bring you back on this, if you don't mind. I'd like to hear what your opinion is on that, because it really is a pet peeve. It's become a pet peeve of mine ever since I became aware of myself using those terms.
Pet peeve of yours.
1-800-259-9231. And for good reason, as far as I'm concerned, it's bad to speak in those collectivist terms.
Just growing yourself a little peeve.
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bad for me, at least. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming at $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by shopping with us. You know, Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories, more items than you can possibly count, and great free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of their brand new items. Plus, they even sell used. Now, the way to shop with Free Talk Live through Amazon is by going and entering through our affiliate links over at shop.freetalklive.com. So whenever there's something that you're itching to buy, just go take a quick moment and go to shop.freetalklive.com first. Click through the Amazon link that you find there, and that'll take you into Amazon as normal. It's just you're entering through our special door that will essentially credit Free Talk Live for any purchase that you make. The Amazon will basically cut us a portion of their profits. It's easy to do. So, yeah, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Ricky, still with us, listening to WTAR in Virginia Beach. So, Ricky, you were bringing up a question about why it is that I jump all over people for using the term we.
Yes, exactly. I mean, my opinion is, like I said before the commercial, I believe in everything y'all stand for and say, but the only thing I disagree with is we... people are referring to as Americans. I mean, I'm against all this war stuff. I'm against all this military combat and the government and stuff like that, too. But we, being as Americans, are at war. It's not the troops that are at war. And just my opinion is you're included in the conversation because you're an American. And I mean, you read the headlines of the paper. It's not the United States troops are at war. It's the United States of America.
No, it's not.
War.
No, it's not. It's the politicians and the money grabbers and the powers that be that are at war. It's not the people that are at war, and that's a big mistake people make, because it comes down to, did anyone here have any say in that war happening? We have voted, the people voted for Obama after he said, well, I'm going to end the war, I'm going to close Guantanamo, I'm going to bring the troops home, and no, he didn't do any of those things. So, you are completely wrong there. The people voted for
accurately.
The guy that said he would bring the troops home, and it didn't happen. You are completely wrong.
This is not
a war of the people.
It's about being accurate in how you speak. And the way we were raised in this government system, because most of us went to government schools, probably 4 out of 4 of us here.
Americans?
Yep.
Most of us on the phone here went to government schools, probably went there, and we were educated in this collective, this speak, where we're in Iraq. Well, no, We're not. We won the football game. No, I didn't play the football game. So you just need to be accurate in the way you speak, because by simply breaking that one common training that we've received, by breaking that, then it causes people to question what it is that they're actually saying, instead
I'd
of
like
just
to
taking
make a
it for
counterpoint
granted,
to that is that Ricky, I agree yeah. largely with what you're saying on this, is that I think that you make change more effectively from within than you make change without. Did I have any control as to whether or not we are bombing Libya or not? No, I don't have any control over that. So Ian's right in that sense that I don't have any
but
control.
You're not bombing Libya.
However, I am to some extent morally culpable. And it's unfortunate.
Because you pay taxes?
I don't, don't you?
No.
You don't pay any taxes?
Not the federal government.
Thing. That's another thing I'd like to ask. Ian, how do you get out of paying taxes? Because I would sure like to know how
just
to do that.
Just don't pay. He just doesn't pay.
Yeah, you just don't fill out that piece of paper.
He doesn't pay income
voluntarily.
Taxes.
You don't.
Right.
Like
I still pay property taxes,
right.
But my property taxes aren't going. Excuse me. My property tax and my cell phone tax, I do not believe are going to bomb people. But either way, you're not culpable for what a criminal does with the money that they steal from you. Ever. I am not culpable if somebody comes and points a gun in my face and threatens me and takes my wallet and then goes and uses that money to hurt people or do whatever with. That's not my responsibility. I am not that criminal. I did not make those choices. I am not we.
All you can do is stand and speak as loudly as you can about how you disagree with it.
That's what I'm doing, and I'm going to speak accurately, and I'm not going to include myself in it by calling it we.
You not support the people that are over there fighting?
How could I? They're doing wrong. They're hurting peaceful people. I couldn't possibly support that.
Right. Okay. All right, one more last thing. Mark, my opinion is when you read these commercial scripts, you have to proofread and all this stuff because you do stumble a lot when you're walking through the commercial.
He should proofread them. He prints the damn things out. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I stumble over ones that I've been reading for months.
1-800-259-9231.
But you're an expert, Mark.
Yeah.
Expert reader.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can bring up anything. I think it's incredibly important, this issue of this collective speak.
I think this defines whether or not you think that you are part of this massive, this organism called government. And no one is. Unless you're a government worker, if you're a private citizen, you are not in the government. What the government does, you have no control over. Your politicians that you've elected don't listen to you at all, period.
And what about this point of about Americans? I mean, how do you even define that? What does it mean to be an American? Do you have to take a test before you're an American? No. You could be pushed out of your mother's womb on a certain plot of land. Then you're an American. But you could take a test, and you could become a U.S. citizen, and all of those people might be considered Americans.
U.S. citizen pretty much is what defines an American.
But since we're in North America, is it also true that Mexico, people that live in the geographic area known as Mexico, are also Americans?
Those are Mexicans.
Also Canadians, are they not also Americans? Well, why is that?
I don't know.
Okay, so let's stop putting. And is it true?
The United States of America, so it's easier to call them Americans than it is to call them United States of Americaners. Americans.
No, let's just talk about people as individuals. Can we please do that? Unless you've made a specific effort to join a group, like, say, we all join the Free State Project, we would be accurately termed as Free Staters in that particular case. We made that explicit choice. But to just simply put people in groups based on the area in which they live is completely ludicrous.
Okay, just to get back to that guy's last point, I mean, I was a former member of the Wisconsin Army National Guard, so at one point I did serve in the military, went overseas.
You swore the oath.
Yeah, I swore the oath and went overseas with the units to do some stuff in Germany and came back. So even with that happened in my life, I don't consider the military operations going on now to be something that I'm either responsible for or a part of. It is outside of my purview. I have no control over it. They're not even going to take money from taxpayers. No, they're going to borrow money and print it. That money that's going out there right now that pays for these troops. And if they get this budget passed, if not, the troops are working for free. But that money that's going out there paying for them now is not coming from taxpayers. I got news for you. It's coming from the printing presses. It's coming from China. It's coming from, well, it was coming from Japan at one point. Yeah. But that money is not coming from American hands.
It's being borrowed against treasury bonds that will have to be paid off by our children or our grandchildren. I really wonder, I mean, you know, the United States hasn't been out of debt ever. I think it was under the Jackson administration. Was he the seventh or ninth president? I can't remember. That it got to its lowest point, and that was tens of thousands of dollars at that point. So how much of the principle still remains from, say, the Civil War, from the Spanish-American War, from World War I? How much of that principle still remains? How much am I paying off from dead people's debt?
That's a good question, Mark.
And that's really what the we is about. The we is carrying forward the debt and putting it on your great-grandchildren.
It's not your debt, man. You didn't spend that money. You are not responsible for it.
I'm not claiming I'm responsible
for it. They're not even responsible for it. They're the ones that spent it, but they're not even responsible.
It's a Ponzi scheme, man. That's what it
is. So please, just stop the madness. Because, Mark, even as you've pointed out in the past, you are in New Hampshire, the plot of land known as New Hampshire, and you may have more in common with the people in Montreal than you do in the people in California. I mean, they're geographically closer. If geographic proximity means anything, then wouldn't it mean more that they live in Montreal versus in California? But yet there's a line that's been drawn on a map somewhere, which means that the California people are part of the we, but not the people in Montreal are part of the we, unless we're talking about the we of everybody that's in the the northern North America continent. Right. I mean, it's just so crazy if you think about it.
Well, it's the idea of stripping away your identity, stripping away the individual, and once you take away the individuality, you have drones, you have the mob mentality, you have I can't think for myself, I can't decide because it's already been decided for me. So that's the point of this nationalistic, jingoistic, just garbage that they spew.
It separates people.
On news stations, especially the 24-hour news stations, that it does.
It empowers the state by separating people from the rest of humanity to suggest that we, in this area of the land, of the world, are somehow different or special
or
unique compared to someone on the other side of an imaginary line which was drawn by some men many, many years ago. It's absolutely ludicrous, and it needs to end. And I'm going to do my part, whatever it takes, to break people of this mentality, because you're not broken of it, Mark, and I know I'm not broken of it. I still say these things, but at least I'm aware of it most of the time, and I can catch myself or somebody else can catch me, and I appreciate any time anybody catches me doing that.
I think one needs to use the language to be most effective and most convincing, and most people...
So speak accurately and talk about individuals.
Most people identify themselves as Americans, and so therefore...
Stop it. Because it's wrong. You are an individual, you're a human being, and Americans, so-called, are different in many different ways. More coming up. You take control. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.